Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
You know, we've talked a lot about cardiovascular disease in poems over the years. You picked a poem this week that looks specifically at patients 75 years or older without diabetes and asks what to me is a very important question, which is, if something is good for one group, is it good for another? And specifically, this is looking at statins. We know the management of risk factors for cardiovascular disease is called primary prevention if the process is done in someone who has not previously experienced that event. So in someone that has no evidence of cardiovascular disease, and in this case has no diabetes, is there something we can do to help prevent that? And that would be called primary prevention. And the rationale for activities focused on LDL cholesterol reduction is based on data that shows that there's a continuous positive relationship between LDL concentration and cardiovascular disease. Lots of these studies have been done in disproportionately in men and disproportionately in relatively young men, at least young compared to those over the age of 75. So we don't know much about what to do with older people. And since the rate of death from all causes increases with aging, sometimes it's difficult to demonstrate a benefit of something like statin therapy actually on mortality. There are also the issues related to financial cost of statin therapy, side effects of the drug, and the potential burdens of having to take multiple medications and remember to take them, etc. So primary care doctors are in a position of saying to themselves, is this really worth it for those who are over 75 if they don't have cardiovascular disease and if they don't have diabetes? So this is a study. It comes from the British Medical Journal. It's one of those electronic citations, so I'm not going to give the page numbers or whatever because they won't make much sense. It asks the question, in older people without a history of cardiovascular disease, is statin treatment associated with any better outcomes? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was a retrospective cohort study in about 46,000 patients, 75 years or older, who had no cardiovascular disease at baseline. They used a population database in Catalan in Spain. The patients were an average of 76 years old. About two-thirds were women, and they were followed for an average of 5.6 years, or they had 5.6 years of data. Of those patients, 6,550, so a little over 10%, began statin treatment in the 18 months before the start of the study period. In patients without diabetes, there wasn't any difference in the onset or incidence of cardiovascular disease. Hazard ratio was 0.94, confidence interval included 1, so that's not significant. And there was no difference in the rate of death due to any reason, all-cause mortality, again, hazard ratio 0.98, so no effect. In patients 85 and older, there was also no reduction in the likelihood of cardiovascular disease or all-cause mortality. Now, on the other hand, if you looked at patients with diabetes who were between the ages of 75 and 84, the likelihood of developing cardiovascular disease was reduced. Hazard ratio was 0.76, so about a 24% relative reduction. All-cause mortality was also decreased over an average of 5.6 years, with one more person alive for every 16 persons treated with a statin. NNT is about 16 for that. So that's a pretty impressive benefit in patients with diabetes, but not without diabetes. Any effect in diabetics went away after about, was diminished after 85 and went away after 90 years. So bottom line in this study, statins in patients 75 and older without pre-existing cardiovascular disease didn't change the likelihood of developing disease in non-diabetics, but it did in patients with diabetes 75 to 84. You know, there's been some other data suggesting lack of benefit in older patients from reanalysis of other randomized trials. Most of the existing statin trials haven't included a lot of people over 75. There is apparently a study underway in Australia that's going to start reporting results in 3 years, I think, that is looking at this specific question of patients over 70, do statins work for primary prevention? So we'll have I think, a really solid answer in a few years. This kind of a study is limited because it's a retrospective cohort study, and you can't adjust for everything you would like to adjust for, and the retrospective nature makes some of the data less reliable.
In the absence of better data, it's a large sample size, and it is consistent, I think, with what many of us believe. I know that we believe things, and sometimes that is not exactly the reason that we should practice it. I thought that this was very helpful and gives me confidence in doing exactly what you're suggesting, in people that don't have cardiovascular disease and don't have diabetes, feeling comfortable that, you know, we don't need to spend the extra money and effort convincing them to take a pill every day. And for those that do have diabetes, you know, confirmation that it looks like that might be a benefit with an NNT of 16.
You know, you always have to, you know, be a little wary. And, you know, I always tell my students in epidemiology that, you know, an observational study, a large observational study, can give you the wrong answer with great precision. So, you know, I think we have to still look for some randomized trial evidence. But yeah, this was a well-done study. They did do propensity score matching, which is sort of the more modern way of trying to adjust for confounding. And it, like you said, it is consistent, not only with some other studies, but with what makes sense that there would be some diminishing benefit in older patients,
right,
where there are other competing causes of mortality.
Well, hopefully the Australian study will be more conclusive in a few years. But thanks, Mark, for bringing this to our attention. It's an important study, and we look forward to other studies in weeks to come. Thanks again.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.